Chapter 14. Rex. So we come to the human place, the not enemy place. Civilian is a word Honey uses for them. I query my database. I understand the concept, but I have no way of deciding what is civilian and what is not. That was Master's job. How does Honey have a better idea than me? How long do I keep trusting Honey? They have many guns, these civilians. They are mostly bad guns, and they would find it very difficult to hurt any of us with them, even Dragon. My database checks every weapon in seconds, make, model, variant, ammunition, muzzle velocity. Two of the humans have more powerful weapons that my database classifies as military. This is the opposite of civilian. Honey's channel. They may have received the weapons from soldiers. There has been a lot of fighting near here. Dragon's channel. Target acquired. He has chosen one of the civilians with a military gun. Honey says we are not here to fight. Dragon says he is not fighting, just acquiring targets. Dragon says we should be prepared. Dragon's channel. We are all we have. We cannot trust these humans. B's channel. Encirclement complete. B's has surrounded the village in a loose ring. Now her units perch unseen on walls and fences and roofs, watching everything. Honey's channel. Say hola. I say hola. The air is already strong with fear. Some of the smaller civilians are making constant noise. I can hear them even though they are inside buildings. The noise is grating, and I want them to stop making it. It is an enemy noise. The fear is an enemy smell. I am twitchy, and my big dog guns twitch with me. I am growling, deep and low in my chest. I want to stop, but I can't. Nobody has called me good dog for a long time. My feedback chip is silent. I feel very lost. Dragon cannot say hello. He does not have a voice box like Honey or I. The civilians are scared of me and scared of Honey, but they are far more scared of Dragon. They keep a much greater distance from him than from us. They make odd movements about their throats and chests. I find this funny. Don't they know Dragon is the least dangerous of us? Don't they know that the time to fear Dragon is when you can't see him? Perhaps they don't know. It seems strange to me that anyone could be ignorant of such a thing. Honey's channel. They are bringing cow. B's channel. Image of dead cow. Image of dead bird. Image of dead enemies. Sometimes I do not understand bees. Six civilians are dragging a dead cow toward us through the village. One of the bigger ones there is their leader. I can tell from the way they all stand around him. He gives them the order to drop the cow in front of us, and they back off quickly, the leader last. There is a new fear about him and his cow pullers. His eyes are on me. On the cow, on me. His hands shake, and he clenches them into fists. Dragon slides forward on his belly, and the civilians fall back in a wave, as though even being close to him will hurt them. He looks at them with his mobile eyes and gapes, showing them his teeth. Really, they are not very good teeth, not strong like mine, but they are very sharp. My channel. Hold. Dragon is poised over the cow, and he hisses in frustration, demanding his share. I can smell, though. There is a sharp scent to the cow flesh, and my database identifies it in a few seconds. A 4-hydroxycormorin derivative. My channel. This is a bad cow. It will make us sick. Honey's channel. Just a burst of static, but deliberate, to let us know she is thinking. Dragon's channel. The same. Dragon and honey know something I don't. Probably bees knows it as well. I am leader, though. I make the decisions. I tell the humans, this is a bad cow. Bring us a good cow. Bad, good, those complicated words again. Does the cow care, after it is killed, whether it is bad or good to eat? Do they tell it, good cow, before they end its life? Honey repeats my words in Spanish. There is a lot of talking amongst the humans, and some shouting. There is still crying from behind walls. There are still guns in their hands. They still stink of fear. I am still growling. Too many stimuli, too much circumstantial evidence of enemy presence. Then more cow comes. This is good cow, dragged up by the same humans. They step back from it, their eyes on me. They are afraid. They are bringing me good cow because they are afraid. My channel, it is good that they are afraid. I do not mean it to be a question, but at the moment everything I think comes out like that. I am feeling uncertain about everything. Honey's channel. It would be better if they would help us without being afraid. Dragon's channel. Never going to happen. He lunges forwards and tears into the cow, twisting and sawing to free a chunk of it. Honey's channel. Rex, I am connected to their satellite link and receiving data. The link has a very low bandwidth, and I have access only to unprotected global data sources. I will require a large amount of time to accomplish what I need to. B's channel. Can you assist me? Honey's channel. Unknown. I am looking. My channel. Assist with what? B's channel. Integrity at 89%. Dead bird. That is what she means. Dragon's channel. B's has a problem. We all have a problem. We are not meant to be here. He does not mean in the village. He means in the world. I tell them, Master will find us. Then everything will be well. I am hoping my feedback chip will reward me for trying to believe this, but it is out of its element as I am. Dragon hisses, alarming the humans. On his channel, he says, Why all this? We should kill. We should eat. We should be free. Nothing good can come of being near live humans. Honey doesn't agree. Honey has hope for something she cannot put into words. Honey has sat down to concentrate on downloads and uploads over the pitiful satellite connection the humans have. I think that we could kill the humans and use their technology without interruption. I think that we could hide nearby and link to their connection without being seen. I think that being here in their village is by far the most dangerous way that we could accomplish our self-set mission objectives, and I tell Honey this. Honey's channel. Rex, our mission objectives go beyond simply finding a connection. But she will not explain them to me. Again, I have to trust her. Again, I trust her. I look at all the humans with their guns and their fear. Return to your homes, I instruct them. There is no more to see here. Go about your business. Then I get the words from Honey over her channel and repeat them, syllable for syllable. In my angry, growling voice, every word I speak makes them more scared.